up your Boom bucket and enjoy the perfect wash with Boom. Boom. Never forget home. This news bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Batra Mineral Water. Batra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 hours news bulletin on Millennium Radio. We take a look at stories making headlines. Zambia's national debt surpasses $26 billion. Government defends IMF program and tax suspension. ZFE urges government to leverage investor confidence for job creation. Netanyahu to propose for reoccupation of Gaza, Israeli media report.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Mugwema Timothy Jilala. The government has confirmed that Zambia's total national debt stock, comprising both internal and external obligations, has exceeded $26 billion. According to figures released by the Ministry of Finance and National Planning, the country's external debt currently stands at $15 billion, while domestic debt amounts to 242 billion kwacha, including other areas. Finance and National Planning Minister Stumbeko Msukotwani acknowledged that the government is struggling to manage the domestic debt, which he describes as unsustainable and increasingly difficult to service. He highlighted the petroleum subsector as one of the most problematic areas, burdened by legacy debts contracted under the previous administration. Dr. Msukotwani has emphasized that while domestic debt remains a challenge, Zambia's external debt is now at a more sustainable levels, with progress being made on restructuring efforts. Against this backdrop, the minister reaffirms the government's commitment to ongoing International Monetary Fund IMF program, stating that it is essential for maintaining access to financial support. He defended the decision to extend the IMF program, warning that without it, donor countries may withdraw aid and support to Zambia.
This domestic debt that has been a problem now constitutes of issues like the arrears that were left behind, mostly by the PF. A few weeks ago, we were talking about the arrears on the fuel and how we are forced to restructure the budget of 2025 to accommodate the payment of the arrears, but also towards 2020, starting from about 2015, when it became clear that the sources of external financing were becoming drying up. There was a lot of domestic borrowing taking place from 2025.
Additionally, Dr. Msukotwani has justified the government's decision to suspend tax on copper concentrate exports, arguing that the move is aimed at protecting jobs in the mining sector amid broader economic recovery efforts.
We want the jobs of smelting to be in Zambia. Of course, we also want the fact that the more pure copper you export, the higher value it fetches. So it is more money for the country, it is more tax for the country. So there is no question whatsoever about the economic justification for putting a tax on concentrate. It's all about creating jobs in our country.
Advocates for Democratic Governance Foundation Executive Director Gideon Musonda says holding elections alone is not enough to define a country as democratic, emphasizing that what follows after in terms of governance and the rule of law is equally important. Mr. Musonda has stressed the need for strong democratic pillars, particularly in the application of the law, that reflect the true spirit of democracy beyond mere rhetoric. He adds that for democracy to be fully realized and not just exist on paper, there is a need to critically examine and reform the existing legal framework to ensure its fair and consistent application. Mr. Musonda has further bemoaned the lack of political will in pushing for legal reforms that uphold democratic principles urging leaders to commit to genuine democratic governance.
In our current system, we have laws that are a hindrance to democracy. When you speak of laws such as Public Order Act, laws such as Cyber Security and Cyber Crime Act, those laws are a stumbling block to the progress of democracy. So if we are really to demonstrate the goodwill on one, exercising our democracy, we need to firstly deal with the legal framework that we have as a country. So in our view, in a democracy, people should be able to exercise the freedom of expression. They should be able to freely associate.
The Zambia Federation of Employers says the growing investor confidence in the economy should be harnessed to boost job creation across the country. ZFE President Harrington Chibanda has observed that the current positive economic outlook presents a timely opportunity for the government to implement policies that both compel and support the private sector in generating employment. He has emphasized that such an approach is essential for promoting sustainable economic growth. Mr. Chibanda underscored the crucial role the private sector plays in driving job creation and stressed that the responsibility of creating employment should not rest solely on the government.
First, as we talked about the exchange rate, seeing the Kwacha appreciate it, it is a good sign because we have some products in this country that are made out of imported raw material. So when there's a deep, an appreciation of the Kwacha, what it means is that those who are importing the raw materials will spend less. Even the finished goods that are being imported, they will spend less. So effectively, the prices of those goods should start going down. We've seen a reduction in the floor prices, which has been maintained for this month of August. As you are aware, fuel constitutes a huge component of transportation of goods. So when there's a reduction, effectively we expect that those who are transporting goods will now spend less money.
The National Association for Smallholder Farmers has urged the Food Reserve Agency to diversify its business portfolio in order to support the transition of smallholder farmers into commercial agriculture. Organizational Executive Director Frank Kayula says the FRIM, as a government entity, possesses significant market reach and resources that can be strategically utilized to uplift small-scale farmers who constitute the majority of Zambia's agricultural workforce. He has emphasized that without expanding its mandate to include market facilitation, the FRA may fall short in efforts to empower smallholder farmers and integrate them into commercial value chains.
Agriculture must be led by private sector. And so we would love to see that situation coming on board. And I believe that having a person who is a businessman as the head of that board, the FRIM, but also a previous twice Minister of Agriculture, and I think he is able to see that and advise management that we need a private sector led agricultural sector. And so we hope that the private sector will actually be brought on board as FRIA is making these arrangements for export. I believe that government-to-government arrangements are much easier, and let FRIA take the lead in doing that government-to-government arrangement in terms of export of maize.
And now, business news. Business news.
Energy expert Boniface Zulu has cautioned that Zambia cannot revert to long-term fuel price review mechanism due to the country's lack of adequate fuel reserve capacity. Mr. Zulu has stressed the urgent need for the government to invest in establishing strategic fuel reserves that would allow for long-term storage and price stability. He further notes that the absence of fuel subsidies makes it even more challenging to manage price fluctuation. Mr. Zulu says reintroducing subsidies would be costly as it would require the government to make consistent payments to oil marketing companies.
It's not possible because now you don't even have subsidies on fuel. If there were subsidies, it would be okay, but now implementing subsidies now is going to affect the entire mechanism, it would be an official